Yes, sir. So we can get started. What is your name, sir?
Number 061541.
Okay, sir. Let's see who's going to do this, sir. 1 second. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay, sir, for the record, could you just state your name and your ABC number for us, please? Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Coming down the row is the Honorable, David Mill. Is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle, sir, you have our board chairs, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my left is the Honorable David Neal. And, sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair today. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer is Mr. Oliveri. Okay, sir, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of your hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir? Okay. Okay, sir, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, Mr. Baldonado, your hearing today is going to be conducted in two phases, sir. In the first phase, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, the first allegation on your warrant states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of opiates without a valid prescription on or about August 28, 2017, per detached lab report dated August 29, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, your second allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about September 14, 2017, per the violation letter dated September 12, 2017. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
False.
Okay. Okay, sir, since you stated that allegation number 2 is false, we're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri, to get some additional information, okay? Mr. Oliveri.
Allegation number 2, on September 11th of 2017, CCO Peckinpah hand delivered a violation letter to the offender's last known residence at 598 North McQueen Road, apartment B9, Chandler, Arizona, 85225. The letter dated September 12th of 2017 directed the offender to report to the Mesa Regional Parole Office by 8 a.m. on September 14th of 2017. The offender failed to report on September 14th of 2017 as directed. The offender is actively awaiting supervision. Follow-up number 2, on September 15th of 2017, in an attempt to locate the offender, CCO Nance attempted to contact the offender's listed emergency contact, his mother via phone, with negative results. On September 13th of 2017, CCO Nance made telephonic contact with the Maricopa County Medical Center and was informed the offender was not in their facility. On September 15th of 2017, CCO Nance made telephonic contact with the Maricopa County Sheriff and was informed that the offender was not in custody within the Maricopa County jail system. On September 15th of 2017, CCO Nance called the offender's listed employer, Apex Landscaping, and was informed the offender was still employed. CCO Nance knows of no other person or place to contact in an attempt to locate the offender.
Okay, Mr. Bartonello, what's not true about that?
Well, I know regarding what was going on that day that they brought to me, because I received all the information right after that. That's why I stay at work all that time, you know. And if there's any reason why they get hold of me, all she had to do is go to my job site.
Okay, sir. So the address, the China address, the 598 North McQueen Road, apartment number 259, is that where you live at, sir? The address in China, 598 North McQueen Road, apartment B9 in China, is that where you live?
Yeah, that is my address, but I don't know if this is the right apartment number.
What's your apartment number?
I don't know it.
Okay, so this has apartment number B9.
Yeah, because I tried to write that address right there, and I haven't had no response from it. So I don't know if this is the right address or the right apartment number, you know?
Uh-huh.
But the address is right, but the apartment number, I don't know if it's the right one, because I haven't had no response on any of my mail since I've been writing over there. Okay. On that apartment number, you know?
Okay. All right, sir. Mr. Oliver, sir, is that the address? I just want to verify that's the apartment number and address that he has listed as his address on there.
According to the initial incident notes that were taken on July 24th, 2017 by Patrol Officer Randall Lopez, that is the address of the owner was approved to live at on apartment
B9.
B9.
Okay. All right. So as far as allegations number one goes, based on the admission of Mr. Baldonado, and as far as allegation two goes, definitely based on the Department of Correction information along with the warrant information, I'm going to move to find that he was a liquid, he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways for our company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, sir, Mr. Baldonado, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, we'll make a determination whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out phase two, sir, and get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveira. Then we're going to come back to you and get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay? Mr. Baldonado? Sir, did you understand what I just said?
I can hear you, but it seems like it keeps cutting off a little bit.
Okay, let me repeat it then, sir. We're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. Then we're going to come back to you to get any additional information or information you'd like to present to the board. Okay, Mr. Oliveri.
Attorney Ronald Negro was released from the Department of Corrections on July 21st of 2017. He was arrested on October 11th of 2017 by Chandler P.A. out of Chicago Water only, returned back to the officer custody that same time. Today, he has 27 days of stop. His projected supervision end date will be on March 20th of 2018. Current conviction, 2012, misconduct involving weapons, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1985, burglary, third degree, 1 year, 6 months. 1989, theft, 7 years, 6 months. 1990, trafficking and stolen property, 5 years. 2001, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. And in 2008, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. The offender has 5 terms with the ABC. CU and IR scores are 4-4, mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. SPG gang information, He is a suspect with the Sangre Unida criminal street gang. Prior terms of supervision, 1987, mandatory release, arrested on technical violations, administratively revoked. 2004, TIS release, absconder, 173 days, reached the supervision end date prior to seeing the BOEC. And in 2010, TIS release, arrested on technical violation, and reached the supervision end date prior to seeing the BOEC. The offender has a significant and lengthy disciplinary history with threats, violence, rioting, and staff assaults. Note, other arrest, 1998, narcotic possession transport, Arizona County Jail, and in 1999, narcotic drug violation, Arizona probation revoked. His community risk score is a G5 V6.
Okay, sir, I see that when you were released, to stay at 598 North McQueen Road, apartment number B59 in Chandler. This was the last known address that you had, sir. You were still staying at that address when you were arrested, sir?
Yeah, I was staying at that address, but I don't know if there's still that apartment number.
Okay. Sir, and it says that you were working for Apex Landscaping at 1131 East German Road in Chandler, sir. Were you still working for Apex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it says on your programmer, sir, that you were referred to treatment assessment screening and passed for random analysis, and it says that you were responsible for submitting. On August 28th, you tested positive for opiates, and then on September 12th, you didn't have a sample that was collected. It said that they enrolled you CHC for substance abuse on September 5th, and you were discharged from CHC for missing classes on August 1st, August 15th, and September 5th. You failed to complete the classes. So let me go back to a couple of things. Your address, how do you know what your apartment number is? You don't know if your apartment number is B59 or not, sir?
B9? No. No, I don't.
Okay. And so when you were working for Apex, they did verify your employment there, but when you had your analysis test, right, and you assigned your color, what's the story about you testing positive for opiates? Testing positive for opiates.
Well, I did a little bit, yeah.
What did you wind up doing, sir? Did you relapse or what happened?
Yeah, I relapsed.
And how come you didn't, after you tested positive for the opiates, how come you didn't test in September?
I went up there to take a UA, and for some reason, the poor officer did something that when I was up there, he told me that my DNA had expired and that I had to give it over to her so she could review it because they had made a mistake, so they didn't want to take my UA. So the next day, I went up there to see her, and I told her about it, and she looked into it, and she said that it was her mistake. That I don't know why we did that. We shouldn't. Went ahead and took my UA, and they did it. So she said that they had made a mistake, that something they put in the computer. But she went in the computer and corrected it. And that's when I went up there and gave them the UA.
Okay, sir. So it also says that they assigned you to CHC for substance abuse classes. Why didn't you attend your substance abuse classes?
They didn't tell me none of that.
They didn't tell you that you were to go to your substance abuse classes?
No, they didn't.
All right, sir, I'm going to go to Mr. Oliveri just to get some additional information. So can you just, when you tested for the opiates, He states that the reason that on September 12th, that they would get the sample was because there was an error on behalf of the PO. Does he say anything in the notes about that?
I'm having a difficult time hearing you. September 12th, the question about the UA.
Yes, he didn't do a UA. There was no sample collected. And he says that he went to do the UA, but they told him that it was a mistake on behalf of the PO, so he didn't do a sample that day, but he went back the next day.
Okay. I'll look into this. Checking noise. The offender has three task referrals from the defense system.
So while he's looking at that, what kind of drugs were you doing when you relapsed? What happened? Why'd you relapse?
What's that?
What kind of drugs were you doing when you relapsed?
Heroin.
Doing heroin? So it looks like you had a job. Did you have your own apartment or were you living with someone else?
I was living with my niece.
You were living with your niece? So that was your niece's apartment that you were living at?
Yeah.
Okay. And so why did you relapse, sir? What happened? What did you were working, so did you just, what happened?
Well, when I got out to Purdue, I had surgery done, and when I got out, the surgery that I had, they didn't complete the surgery that they were supposed to when I came back, and I was under pain and all that, so Just stay working and not let the pain bother me. That's why I did the opium, so it kept me from bringing the pain.
So are you still using heroin, sir?
No, sir. I've been in the system for a while already, and I've been clean.
Okay.
Checking the task compliance summary for the one referral that the offender was positive for opiate on August 28th and 2017. Many post call on September 12th and 2017, no sample was collected.
Okay, so that just means that he didn't show up. He said there's no notes in there that there was a problem with the PO.
Yeah, there's no. Let me check the case notes. He went to drop a letter off at the residence because he had failed to submit a UA.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Baldonado, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Sir, being the board doesn't have any additional questions, I'm going to see if there's anything else you'd like to present to the board before the board goes into discussion, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, Mr. Baldonado?
No, I don't.
All right. So the board's going to go into discussion. During discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. While the board's in discussion, we're going to ask you to remain silent, and we'll get back to you after the board has finished their discussion. You'll be able to hear the board deliberate as to whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to ask you to remain on the phone, but again, remain silent, okay?
All right.
All right, the board's now into to discussing the thing. Mr. Baldonado was doing good. He was staying with his niece. He says he doesn't know if that's the right apartment number for it, but all records that we have here in this report, and according to the information we have, that is the right apartment, apartment B. B9, and the PO says that she did take a letter to that house and left it there to notify him to come in and see her after he tested positive. She also arranged for him to attend substance abuse classes, and he failed to complete the substance abuse classes at CHC. Looks like he missed class on three different times, and he missed those classes. I do commend him for having a job and continue to be working at his job. However, he did relapse and start to do drugs. He said he was doing heroin. At the time, he says that since he's been back, he hasn't done any heroin. And based on his previous record, that 1987, he had a tech violation. He was brought back in 1984. He was absconding for 184 days. In 2010, he had a tech violation. He just has not done very well on community supervision. And although he was working, all records, according to what you're looking at in the warrant information that we have, the information coming from the parole office, that was his correct address, in which he states the address is right, but he's not sure if that's the right apartment number or not, and there's nothing to indicate that that is not the right apartment number that we have. Therefore, because Mr. Baldinago didn't comply and attend the substance abuse classes because he did relapse and was doing heroin, I'm not supported at this time of reinstating him on community supervision. I remember the list of the rest of the board.
Thank you.
And no comment from the board. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Baldinago, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms, condition of supervision, and had lapsed or about to lapse in the criminal ways of company, then that he did relapse and start to do heroin, that he didn't respond to the letter that was sent to him by his parole officer, and the fact that he didn't attend and complete the substance abuse program as directed by his PO.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Baldinago, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on March 20th of 2018, sir. You will be released at the time that you're released, sir. You won't have any parole or community supervision to do, sir. I hope you can put together a plan, and hopefully when you get out, sir, you won't have to have any negative contact with law enforcement or be back before the Department of Correction again. So we wish you the best of luck. Mr. Baldinago, I want to thank you for taking the opportunity and time to participate in the hearing today. That's what you can do here. Okay, thank you, sir.